Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
I've seen the seven wonders of the world. I've seen the beauty of diamonds and pearls.
I've seen a sunset that make you cry, and colors of a rainbow reaching across the sky. The moon in all its phases, but your love amazes me. Don't you ever doubt this love of mine. You're the only one for me. You give me hope, you give me reason, you give me something to believe in. Forever faithfully, your love amazes me.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'll say a special edition because this guy has been on the Mark White Show before, and he's coming back. I'm glad to have John Berry on the line with me. We have several things to talk about, including Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital and a special event that he's going to be involved in called Country for a Cause on June the 5th that's benefiting the Children's Hospital and sponsored by Gus Arendelle and Springer Mountain Farms. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, John Berry.
Good to be with you.
Man, you have... I would say you've been blessed when it comes to this career of music that you, a lot of people would love to have their music heard or be, have a song that's a hit, and they work really hard at it, but they just don't ever reach that place where they want to be. I know I was a person who was a teenager who wanted to be a singer, and I had aspirations, and I gave all those things up to become a police officer. But here you are, 30th anniversary of Your Love Amazes Me. How amazed are you at your music career?
It's been full of great moments. It's been a lot of work. There've been trials along the way, no doubt. But it's been a good life. God has blessed me in many, many ways.
After this would have been released, Your Love Amazes Me, you had brain surgery, correct?
The day it was the first number one single. May 10th of 1994 is when it was the R&R number. It was my first number one. The chart came in on May 10th for the R&R Radio and Record Report. And it came in on Monday morning, May 10th. And that was my first number one record. And Billboard, it was, I think, a week or so later, it was number one record on Billboard. And so it was pretty crazy. It was a crazy time.
What was the issue with your brain at the time?
Well, they couldn't find it. No, I'm just kidding.
It was lost.
it was microsurgery. I had a cyst in the third ventricle, and it was blocking the fluid from draining down the spinal column. The brain renews the fluid around it to protect it, and the cyst blocked the drainage down the spinal column. But the brain continues to develop new fluid, so it was causing build up of fluid, pressure on the brain, headaches, loss of appetite, change of personality. And it was pretty tough. It was crazy. It was quite crazy, actually.
When you had the surgery, did that take care of it for the longevity?
Yeah. And woke up and I was me again. Wow. Of course, it affected my short-term memory for years. So,
when they look at a career of an individual like yourself and they see the good parts, they don't necessarily see the hard parts. They don't see the work that goes into what you've done, and it can be misleading sometimes.
Yeah. Cause you could bet there's a lot of stuff that goes on in people's lives that, you know, even that people don't know about parts of people's lives. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners don't know that, back before I ever got a record deal, I got run over by a car and broke both my legs and my left hip back in 1981. Then after the brain surgery, 3 years later, I had to have vocal cord surgery and to remove a polyp. And then of course, you know, 5 years ago, I had throat cancer. And some of those things people know about, some of them don't. But everybody's got trials, and everybody faces difficult times and circumstances in their lives. And the thing that I have learned is we can't try to find joy in our everyday circumstances. It's too tough, man. Life's hard. But I have found that joy can be found in knowing Christ as our Savior. And so that's where my joy lies. So.
And this gives you a unique perspective when it comes to an effort like Country for a Cause, and you know you're benefiting
children who are going through some major health issues as children, which they never should have to go through. But Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital in Nashville is there to support those families. And I know you can relate to that with, if you think about your own personal health issues.
Oh yeah. And there's nothing better than like the center that we're doing this benefit for, Carroll Center and at Vanderbilt. And that's awesome because they not only support the children, but the families that are bringing their kids from, you know, the other side of Tennessee or wherever they might be coming from to seek assistance. They help the whole family. So it's just pretty awesome.
Here on the Mark White Show, I've had several families who've benefited from treatment at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital. So I know the great resource that they are to people in Tennessee and beyond when those children go there, how they treat them. I was a child of Children's in Birmingham myself when I had a staph infection as a seventh grader. And so I really empathize with those young people who are there in the hospital and then have treatments that goes beyond that when they get out of the hospital, home health and being out of school, not being with their friends. I know it's a very difficult time for a lot of these children, and they just want to be kids. They just want to go out and have fun and enjoy themselves. And here they are, you know, and I know their parents are look at that and wish for their children a better life. And hopefully what Monroe Carroll can offer is that better life with health improvement.
Yeah, that's true. It's, you know, about a year and a half after I had my brain surgery, I went to, I was in Memphis and went to the children's facility there and went to the brain trauma center to visit children that were going through cancer and other issues that were facing them with brain issues. And that was the toughest day of my life. I mean, that was tough because I knew what those kids were facing. But the crazy thing was, and most of them, it just didn't faze them, you know? They were just like being kids, you know?
Yes.
They were just enjoying the day and they weren't letting it weigh them down too much. So it's pretty awesome.
I think that's why parents tell me that they've learned so much from their kids that they didn't feel like they had the same strength as their children, but their children are great examples for them. And they come back and say, well, you know, my child taught me a lot through that health adversity they went through.
Yeah, and that's something.
It's amazing. And the love of these children, speaking of your love amazes me, the love of these children to other people and not quitting and not giving up, but showing love to people and showing a smile even through the dark times that they're experiencing. And if you visited those children, you would have seen those smiles. You would have seen those children and their resilience firsthand.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Let's talk about the Grammy Award-winning releases. I Give My Heart, What I Love the Most, and Hits, which is now available through Star Vista Music. I believe you have three albums that you re-released.
Yeah, they took those albums, they'll remaster on them and put them out into a digital format where, because I'm sure there's a lot of folks that aren't familiar with my music and so it introduces me to a whole new group of folks, and I hope folks will go there and it's just a real easy way to download a lot of that music. I think there's some pretty good stuff on that.
Well, to be honest, John, you have two more generations in between. Really, I started substitute teaching back a few weeks ago, and I'm actually substitute teaching for kids of their parents. I subbed 25 years ago and came back, and it's a whole new ball game. And so you have two new generations that you can bring this music to.
Come on. I love it.
Now, we want to tell people where they can purchase those hits. I know you've got, what is your website, John?
Johnberry.com.
Johnberry.com. So people can go and they can purchase those re-released three albums through your website.
Well, there'll be links on there to get them. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, John, I wish you all the best, and I'm glad that we were able to have another conversation, talk about these children at Monroe Carroll Children's Hospital and also the Country for a Cause on June the 5th. We want people to support that effort, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
It was great to be with you. I also encourage folks to go to johnberry.com and look for my tour schedule and come see me, especially where we do this will be our 28th year doing our Christmas tour, so come be with us.
Absolutely. And congratulations on the 30th anniversary of Your Love Amazes Me.
Thank you.
All right, John. Have a great day, my friend.
You too. Thank you so much.
When we come back, we're going to have Mo Bandy as he celebrates the 45th anniversary of Just Good Old Boys with Joe Stampley. We're also going to talk about Country for a Cause on June the 5th with him as he's participating in this effort as well. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
You always leave me holding the back. Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding?
Remember out in Austin, that time that we got tight, you told that old boy that I wanted to fight.
Now Mo, you know I really thought that you could win,
and I didn't see no sense in me a stepping in. You almost got me.
And we're back. You are listening to the Mark White Show. As advertised, I have with me Mo Bandy, and we're talking about a special event that's coming up, Country for a Cause, at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm all about helping these families, these children who are battling these diseases. And the hospital there is an amazing program for families to help those children to overcome whatever their battle is. And this Country for a Cause is an amazing effort by a lot of different singers, musicians, and Mo Bandy is part of that. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mo Bandy.
Thank you. I really good talking with you, and I'm very excited about this Country for a Cause, because it's what a great charity that is. And we all get together, and a whole bunch of us, and it's just so much fun meeting with all the other entertainers, and it's all for this great cause.
And obviously, Mo, throughout the years, you've had families that have probably come to you and said, my child is sick, or can you send out a message, or can you do something to encourage them? I imagine some things like that have happened in your life.
Oh, yes, for sure. Many times. And it's always good, especially with the children. I love to do anything I can to help with the children that are sick. And I did a golf tournament for many years for the Children's Organ Transplant Organization. And so I always enjoy helping out as much as I can with the children.
Mo, let's go back to your childhood and influences for you. I know in my life, it's my grandparents, it's teachers, it's people who were strong influences on me to lead me down a path that I've taken today.
Yeah, I was raised, my dad was a singer. He didn't sing a whole lot in public, but he did quite a bit. But he played guitar and sang, and my mother played piano and sang. So they inspired me to sing when I was just a little bitty boy. And so I was raised around them, and we loved Hank Williams. And my grandfather in Mississippi, I was raised in San Antonio, but in Mississippi, my grandfather worked on the railroad with Jimmy Rogers in Meridian, Mississippi. So I was influenced a lot with Jimmy Rogers' music back then, too. And so I had a lot of them that I just loved back then.
How about Mo and the Mavericks? That was a band of yours that you had assembled back in, was it 1962?
About 65, yeah. Played all over South Texas, and that was what got me started. I had Mo Bandy and the Mavericks, and we played everything. We played weddings and celebrations and fairs, everything you could play. And I kept wanting to have a hit record, or have a record out there, you know, support my band. And I kept going to Nashville and bugging them and bothering them, and finally got one out there. Met a guy named Ray Baker, who we recorded, I just started Hating Cheating Songs today, and that opened the door for all of it.
What would you say was the most difficult part of opening that door into the music business for you?
Well, it's just the timing is so important. You got to have the right song at the right time, and it's got to be heard by the right people, and it's got to all come together at one time. And so it's really hard to get all that to happen at one time. And we tried over and over and over, and it just happened to line up for me at that time. But it's hard to put your hopes and your, and there's so many kids out there doing it. You put everything you got into this business, and you just hope it works out. And it's not easy sometimes. You got to go through a lot of stuff, but it worked out for me.
Before we started the show, I mentioned Jake Blocker, who's also from Texas, and he's been on the Mark White Show before, and you've tried to encourage him and help him in the process of being a singer.
I sure have. I've known him since he's a little kid, and I've really followed him. The thing about Jake is he's a great musician. He's learning every instrument and writer, and he's doing it all, and he's doing it the right way. So I wish him nothing but luck. His grandfather and I went to school together, and his grandfather, actually, Johnny Blocker, is my best friend. And so I'm very proud of him. He's very special to me.
What's it like for you when an event like the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital Country for a Cause effort comes together, and you've got John Berry, you've got T. Graham Brown, you have people like Lacey J. Dalton, Crystal Gayle, Lee Greenwood, the Cody Norris Show, John McEwen from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and others like that to come together to for a cause like this? What's it like for you personally?
It's Well, it's first of all, it's just an honor to be doing the shows with these people and doing it for this great cause. Another thing is there's some good stories come out of these things backstage. I mean, you start bringing up old times and doing shows together and all that. So that's the fun part of working with all these other people. And we all know it's for this great cause, and we're coming together to do that.
I want to add in here a little bit about Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital. Excuse me. It's one of the nation's leading children's hospitals, treating and helping to prevent a full range of pediatric health issues, from colds to broken bones to complex heart diseases and even cancer. And it achieved 10 out of 10 nationally ranked pediatric specialties in 2022, and is named among the nation's best children's hospitals for the 16th year by U.S. News and World Report. The hospital earned the distinction of being number one pediatric hospital in Tennessee, and shares first place in the Southeast region for the second year. It's an incredible nonprofit effort, opened in 2004, and they have 160,000 total square feet, and the expansion helps to advance the size and scope of hospital's mission. And I just think it's a wonderful place for these families, because I was a child of Children's, but I went to Children's Hospital in Birmingham, and I battled a health issue myself for several months of my life, and I know what it means to have the staff and the support and the research there to try to help these children recover. It's so important that we support these children's hospitals in our own area.
Well, I tell you, this particular one is just, all of them are great, everything that helps children, but this hospital is just incredible in what they've done and what they're doing it with the kids. And man, we got to support that as much as possible to help these children. There's nothing, it's just rough when you see a little child that's struggling like that. And this is a very special place, I tell you.
This Country for a Cause is happening on June the 5th. And it's an annual concert that's taking place just before the CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Are you going to be part of the CMA Music Festival as well?
I'm doing a couple of things. The Moore Sisters are having a show they're doing there. And I'm doing they have a show with the Legends kids that they do. They do all the kids of the different entertainers. And they're great. But anyway, I'm going to go in there. They got the son Joe Stampley and Tony Stampley, and I'm going to go in with Tony and sing "Good Old Boys." So, but it's, then they have some of the kids of the different entertainers, and they're great. And that's a good show, also.
Well, Mo, I thank you for not letting me hold the bag and joining me here on the Mark White Show today. It's been a real pleasure to have you, and I wish you all the best. I love San Antonio. I'll mention that. When I was a kid, my grandparents took me to San Antonio. I saw the Alamo, and one of my favorites was the Riverwalk. And I told my grandmother, I said, I'm going to bring my wife here, my future wife, for our honeymoon. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. San Antonio has a special place in my heart.
Oh, that's great. I love San Antonio. I was raised there, and it's just a great city. It sure is.
Mo, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today, and you're welcome anytime.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it a lot. I sure do.
Folks, I hope you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.